We were always at my grandparents', just the whole family getting together, eating until a food coma, basically, and then just playing football out in the yard. So just those family memories of being together, being around family, and enjoying each other. Oh yeah, for sure. I still have work to do, still have to get the same work done that you would on any week. So, come in and get some work done. But then, enjoy a meal with some friends.
Now we know your wife is very attractive, but can she cook a good turkey? Yeah.
She can cook. She's a very good cook. I don't know if she thinks she's cooking a turkey this year. Maybe some pies and a casserole or something, since we're kind of smorgasbording with some other friends. So, not the turkey this year, but the pies will be good.
You didn't thank him for the compliment, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, he knows he's cooking a turkey. We're getting to the time of the season where obviously there's a lot of clarity when it comes to what games mean. Do you guys feel like there's 9 wins will get you in, 10 wins, made it run the table? Is there, there's considerations in your mind yet, or no?
We understand the situation. What that number is, we don't know, but we're under the impression, we got to win the rest of the games, and that's the mindset we have to have at this point. We don't know how it's going to shake out, but all we can do is win one game at a time, and it starts this week with the Jets.
Is it a kind of a blessing? Obviously, you guys don't want to be 5-6, but it's kind of a blessing that 5-6 and your goals are still ahead of you.
Well, obviously, if you're 1-10 at this point, then it's a little bit different. Obviously, not where we want to be at 5-6, but that's where it is. So. Just gotta take it one game at a time from here.
Ryan, it looks like Marcus Stickton's gonna get to more opportunities this week. What are your thoughts about getting him involved in the offense?
Marcus is a talented guy. I think we've all seen his speed flash at certain times on special teams, and he's a weapon that we can use in this offense. So for him to get a chance to step up, it's gonna be exciting to see what he can bring to the table. Yeah, I don't know what the plan is with him, but he's getting some reps in practice, and he's explosive. He's out there, doing his best to get ready and be ready to play. So saw a lot of bursts out of him today, and that's what I like to see.
What specifically does this team have to do to make the plays that you need to make in the fourth quarter to pull out games that you haven't pulled out so far?
I mean, it depends on the play, so you can't say specifically one thing.
Mm-hmm. But what's been missing in the fourth quarter?
It's different every time. So, whether it's a throw, a catch, a block, it all differs. So you can't put it on one thing.
Ryan, this is the time of year that quarterbacks kind of make their name. You're just getting going to the playoffs. And a lot of times you hear a quarterback carrying their team. Do you think, A, that quarterbacks can carry their team? And, B, if you do, can you play that role for this team?
Well, it's a team sport, obviously, and you need the guys around you to play good. And I think the guys around you can really lift up a quarterback and – make the tough plays when they're there. But obviously, it's a quarterback league, and you have to be able to make the plays and make the throws in tough situations, whether it's leading up to the playoffs or in the playoffs. So, I think I have what it takes, but just got to take it one game at a time and hopefully beat the Jets on Sunday.
Yeah, you guys haven't had a 30-point game. That hasn't happened in Miami since the expansion season back in 1966. Are you frustrated at the offense just not putting up more points?
Yeah, I want to score more points. We've had some opportunities. We've had some really close plays that just didn't go our way and we didn't make. And we have to find a way to make them, regardless of what went wrong, what the situation was. We got to be able to make those plays and score more points. This last week was a great example of the defense playing well, stopping a good offense. And as our offense, we got to score more points.
What are your impressions of Rex Ryan's defense?
They're a good defense. They play... play fast. Got a lot of guys. The front seven is really good. Muhammad Wilkerson is the guy on the front line who you see standing out. But as a unit, they're very good against the run. Tough to run against, and play the pass decently well.
You look at that secondary. I know Mike talked yesterday about Cromartie. I'm very familiar with him, and he likes to talk out there. That secondary.
We have some veteran guys, just signed Ed Reed, so he's getting settled in on the secondary. Also, Cromartie, like you said, got a rookie on the other side and a safety as well. So, a good mix of guys that can make plays.
In a moment, Tanner this morning, Rex Ryan told us at 5-6,
I've never really thought about that. You know, just win the games that are in front of us, and however it shakes out, that's the way it works.
In terms of the blitzing with the Jets, your linebacker, your running back is going to have to pick up pretty important blitzes. How comfortable are you that they're going to be able to protect you?
Comfortable. You know, we face them in practice. Obviously, they throw some stuff that we haven't seen too many times, but we have to be able to step up and take the linebackers on, stone them at the line, and give me some time to throw. Yeah, I do. You know, obviously, if the wind is blowing 50, then that's not fun to play in. But
is that what's supposed to be on Sunday?
I have no idea. But cold doesn't really, you know, make a big difference.
What's the coldest game you played in,
right? Probably last year in New England. Yeah, it was pretty cold.
Now that you've been here a year, I mean, do you have an appreciation for the rivalries, the Jets game, the, you know, Patriots, Bills?
Yeah, I think so. You know, you start to understand it your rookie year. Just hearing guys talk in the locker room that have been around. Now I have a year under my belt going on too, so you start to feel the competition increase on division games, and playing teams twice a year definitely adds to that.
Do